Quran. Let's listen to a story from the 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 Quran.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله Welcome my dear viewers of Madani channel back to this wonderful program Let's listen to a story from the Holy Quran. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in this beautiful program, we have already spoken about some very interesting stories from the Holy Quran. And of course, why wouldn't they be interesting, as they are from the most perfect word, the most perfect book in the entire universe. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, the word of Almighty Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Holy Quran, the message to the humanity, the guide for the humanity. Such a wonderful book revealed upon the best of creation, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, really this is a privilege that we are able to see this beautiful book, we are able to touch this beautiful book. We are able to read this beautiful book. We are able to try and understand this book and try to acquire the blessings and the messages from this beautiful book and the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like other episodes today as well, we have a very, very interesting story. A very meaningful and a very lessonful story. There are so many lessons there for us to learn from. Now, what is that story about? What is it related to? It's actually just a hint. It is related to a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Something related to a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't worry, the wait won't be long. Let's listen to a fadilat and excellence of sending salawat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Then inshallah azza wa jal, we shall come to this topic. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who recites durood upon me 50 times daily, I shall shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So today's story is regarding such a thing which became great, which became amongst the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which became honorable due to a relation of a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, due to being in use of a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are talking about Maqam-e Ibrahim, Allahu Akbar. It is actually a holy stone that is present a few yards away from the Holy Kaaba, the Holy Kaaba. An apple of the eye of every believer. You know, every believer definitely must be wishing to see the Holy Kaaba again and again. So some few yards away from the Holy Kaaba, the stone is placed. And it is the same stone that Sayyiduna Ibrahim ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam would step upon to complete the construction of the walls of the Holy Kaaba. When the walls became higher, so obviously, you know, the size is getting taller. So Sayyidina Ibrahim ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam used a stone to get up high and complete the walls of the Holy Kaaba. So Sayyidina Ibrahim ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam used that stone. And the miracle was such that because the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sayyiduna Ibrahim ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, is using that stone, and a stone is naturally hard. But because it is a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look at how things happen and how it works. Look at the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That stone turns soft as wax. And it basically accommodated the blessed feet of Sayyidina Ibrahim ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, resulting in the impression of the footprints of Sayyidina Ibrahim ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam to be there on that stone. By virtue and blessings of printed blessed feet of Sayyidina Ibrahim ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, Allah Azza wa Jal dignified and blessed the stone to such an extent that He Azza wa Jal has mentioned its significance twice in the Holy Quran. In one of the Quranic ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in para number 4, Surah Ali Imran, verse number 97. Translation from Kunzul Iman. In the Holy Kaaba, there are many open heavenly signs, and one of the major signs is Maqame Ibrahim. At another point in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, and this is in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 125, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and this is basically an order, وَاتَّخِذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُصَلَّى, and make Maqame Ibrahim, place of standing of Ibrahim, where Sayyidina Ibrahim ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam stood, and make Maqame Ibrahim a station for Salah. Allahu Akbar. The blessed footprints of Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam are present on this heavenly stone since last 4,000 years. Not 400, 4,000 years. This stone is present uncovered under the open sky. 4,000 rainy seasons have showered over the stone. Thousands of winds and storms have passed over the stone. Heavy rains and floods have taken place while the stone was there in the vicinity of the Holy Kaaba. Millions of people swept their hands on it. But despite all this, the marks, the prints of the blessed feet of Sayyiduna Ibrahim ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam are still apparent. And this is undoubtedly a wonderful and a magnificent miracle of Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam. The stone is undoubtedly a heavenly sign amongst the several other signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jal has commanded all the Muslims that after the tawaf of the Holy Kaaba, of His sacred home, offer 2 raka'at of salah near the stone. Although you people may offer salah for me and prostrate for me, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that it is my pleasure that at the time of prostration, your foreheads touch the ground near the sacred stone that holds the blessed footprints of my beloved Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam. What a wonderful message we receive from the beautiful ayat of the Holy Quran, which mentions the whole scenario of that blessed stone, which turned as wax when Sayyiduna Ibrahim ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam stood upon it. What a wonderful story. What a unique story. And yes, it has lessons in it. What do we learn? Is that from the dignity and the excellence awarded to Maqame Ibrahim, we get the lesson that any place which preserves any monument of the chosen people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very sacred and honorable in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The worship performed near such places, such sacred signs, is more beneficial, holds more excellence in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, let's look into the fact that Maqame Ibrahim is so sacred, is so respected, due to its attachment with the footprint of a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then how blessed would be the holy grave of the greatest and greatest and greatest and holiest Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, where there are not only signs and marks of the Rasul of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, the owner of Jannah, but His whole blessed body is present there. By the virtue of this blessed presence, even each and every particle of Medina has become full of excellence. Dear viewers, of Madani Channel. If only these ayahs of the Holy Quran may invoke true reverence of the blessed grave in the hearts of the people, may they prevent from falling victim to the shaitanic temptations, going astray by disrespecting and practicing offensive conducts towards the blessed grave, and may they not invite severe torments of hell for themselves. If only those who deny such Quranic facts may look into it with the eyes of understanding, if they look into such lessons of the Holy Quran, inshallah azza wa jal, they shall also understand the importance of respecting and honoring the tabarrukat, the remains of the Anbiya-i Karam, the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, talking about the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the items which were in the use of Anbiya-i Karam, you know, there are many things we learn from this. A noble companion of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, a great sahabi of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Qatib-e-Wahi, Allahu Akbar. It's regarding him that he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had a kurta, had a jubba, a shirt of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And his will was that when I die and when you bury me, put along my body the shirt, the jubba of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in the way that it is stuck with my body, meaning it is completely attached with my body. Allahu Akbar. What love the Sahaba-i-Kiram had for the remains, for the belongings, for the items which were in use or had connection with Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the Anbiya-i-Kiram. Allahu Akbar. A beautiful narration regarding, again, the blessed jubba of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And this is regarding the daughter of Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. That his daughter Sayyida Asma radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she had a jubba, a shirt of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in her possession. And Allahu Akbar, she says that there came a time that she revealed her habit, and she revealed this, that she has in her possession the jubba mubarak, the shirt mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Then she invited people to see it, and then it is said that Sayyida Asma would then treat those who were sick through the jubba mubarak, through the shirt mubarak. How? By washing it, by making it wet, squeezing the water which had come into contact with that blessed cloth of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and the water extracted would be given to the patients and they would become totally fine. Allahu Akbar. What a wonderful narration regarding using, regarding paying attention, respect and honor towards the items which have connection with the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says it very beautifully. To bring the tabarrukat, the relics of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, for them to be viewed by the public can see, people may see and attain blessings from it, is actually the manner of Sahaba-i-Kiram. It is actually the sunnah, the habit and the practice of the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And from the Holy Quran as well. You know, obviously this complete event of Maqam-i-Ibrahim is about a relic. It's about an item which was in use of a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So at other places in the Holy Quran as well, we get the evidence and we get this lesson that to use and attain barakah, to honor the relics of Anbiya-i Karam, the pious ancestors, is actually a reason of attaining blessings. Allahu Akbar. A beautiful verse from the Holy Quran in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions regarding some relics of the pious friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Anbiya-i Karam, the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This it is mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 248.
وَقَالَ لَهُمْ نَبِيُّهُمْ إِنَّ آيَةَ مُلْكِهِ أَن يَأْتِيَكُمُ التَّابُوتُ فِيهِ سَكِينَةٌ مِّن من ربكم فيه سكينة من ربكم وبقية مما ترك آل موسى وآل هارون تحمله الملائكة إن في ذلك لآية لكم إن كنتم مؤمنين.
Translation from Kanzul Iman. And their Nabi said to them, indeed the sign of his kingdom will be the coming of a wooden box to you containing that which is contentment of hearts from your Lord. Some relics left behind by the honorable Musa alayhi salam and the honored Harun alayhi salam carried by the angels. Indeed, in it is a great sign for you if you believe. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, this is referring to the Tabut Sakina. And Alhamdulillah, in one of the episodes, we have this discussion regarding Tabut Sakina. If you haven't yet watched, you can still watch it. You can watch it through the social media platforms of Madani Channel, the social media platforms of Dawat-e-Islami English, to view it inshallah Azza wa Jal. But very briefly, what did this Tabut-e-Sakina actually contain? It had the blessed stick of Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam. It had the blessed shoes of Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam. It had the turban, the Imama Sharif of Sayyiduna Harun alayhi salam. It had the ring of Sayyiduna Sulaiman ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. Some pieces of tablets on which Torah was written. Some man and salwa, heavenly food. And some outlines of the appearances of Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam. Allahu Akbar. This is again regarding the relics, regarding those items which had connection with Anbiya, with the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And look at the honor of such items, such belongings, that they are addressed in the Holy Quran with the words like fihi sakinatum mir rabbikum, that in which is the contentment of hearts from your Rabb Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability that we pay our honor, our tribute towards such items, such relics which have connection with the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Along with that, another beautiful narration mentioned in the Holy Quran, and this is regarding Sayyiduna Yusuf ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. When Sayyiduna Yusuf ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam was away from his father Sayyiduna Yaqub ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, and due to the distance, due to the son being away for so long, Sayyiduna Yaqub ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam had grieved a lot. He had shed tears a lot. And ultimately, he had lost his vision as well. Allahu Akbar. His apparent eyesight was lost. And Quran Pak mentions that what happened after that. Allahu Akbar. When the event came to Sayyiduna Yusuf ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, when he was informed about it, what did Sayyiduna Yusuf ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam do? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned it in the Holy Quran so beautifully regarding Sayyiduna Yusuf alayhi salam, what he had done. Allahu Akbar. The Holy Quran mentions, اذهبوا بقميصي هذا فألقوه على وجه أبي يأت بصيرا. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Take this shirt of mine and place it on my father's face. His vision will be restored. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. And as a result, what happened? Allah Ta'ala mentions, and this is also in the Holy Quran. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Then when the bearer of glad tidings came, meaning one brother, he placed the shirt on the face of Yaqub alayhi salam. He immediately regained his vision. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, this was regarding the blessings of the shirt of a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the person who used the shirt, the person who attained benefit from the shirt, also a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sayyiduna Ya'qub ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. The shirt of Sayyiduna Yusuf alayhi salam was used as a relic, was used as a source of blessing, was used as a tabarruk, subhanallah azza wa jal. And you know the prophetic traditions as well. We see many such examples in which the Sahaba ikram, the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, used the belongings of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the tabarrukat of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned in the sharha of Sahih Bukhari, in the commentary of Sahih Bukhari, that Sayyiduna Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu used to touch, he used to place his hands upon the pulpit, upon the member of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, upon which the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would stand upon and deliver a sermon. So Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu used to touch that member, the pulpit of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and kiss it. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Another very beautiful narration as well, none other than the great, the famous Sahabi Rasul, Sayyiduna Khalid bin Walid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. That Hazrat Sayyiduna Khalid bin Walid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu kept a lock of hair, a bunch of hair of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in his cap, and he would always wear it wherever he set off for a campaign against the enemies or any such event. He would keep it in his topi, in his cap, in his cap. Allahu Akbar, subhanallah azza wa jal. This is the love of Sahaba ikram. This is what the Quran teaches us several times. This is what the prophetic traditions, the ahadith mubarakah, teach us regarding honoring, regarding respecting the relics, the tabarrukat, those items which have relation and a link with the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, coming to the point that if the shirt of Yusuf alayhi salam is so blessed, imagine how blessed is Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam himself. How blessed is that place where Sayyiduna Yusuf alayhi salam may be resting. Imagine regarding Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, when the prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, is the most beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the master of all the masters. Allahu Akbar. Imagine how blessed his resting place would be. Allahu Akbar. So why shouldn't we say that Medina is the best place for us to visit? It is actually our dream location. May we die with Iman, upon Iman, in the blessed city of Madinatul Munawwara. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us frequent visits to Madinatul Munawwara. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability that we remember this lesson from this wonderful story of the Holy Quran, which was regarding the Maqame Ibrahim, the station of Sayyiduna Ibrahim ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. May we also get the opportunity that we also go by the Maqame Ibrahim, we perform the Umrah, go by Maqame Ibrahim and perform 2 rak'at day, see this blessed sight with our own eyes. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Quran. Let's listen to a story from the 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 Quran.